Welcome to the Prepped and Polished Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another Tutoring Tips episode of the Prepped and Polished Podcast. This is Aaron from Prepped and Polished. Please be sure to check out our website, www.preppedandpolished.com, for tutoring in person or online. Call us at 781-753-9951 or chat with us instantly on our website. You can join our Prepped and Polished community on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for Prepped and Polished. If you have a question after the show, please ask us a question on the chat feature of our website. We love hearing from you. Now, let's get right into episode number 233, Pacing Tips, How to Build Your Speed When Taking the ACT or SAT. On either the ACT or the SAT, I find that many students can struggle with certain aspects of the test that are common between either or. In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about one of those, and that is timing, pacing, and speed. And we're going to be talking about how we can help students build up their speed and pace themselves better throughout the sections of the test. Now, the first point I want to make is a very general point. You need to understand, if you're taking the ACT or the SAT, you need to understand the route of the test. And that means knowing the structure of each section and how many questions and how much time you have for each. Sometimes that's as easy as understanding the breakdown of number of passages per test or per section. If we're looking at the SAT, for example, the reading section with standard time is 65 minutes for 52 questions. If you try and do time per question, this number is not going to be very helpful in terms of your pacing. However, since there are five passages and you have 65 minutes to complete them, that comes out to 13 minutes per passage. So if we can break down each section of the test by either the number of passages that they have, or if it's something like the ACT math or the SAT math sections, there's going to be something to do with time per question. Now, if we can get a base breakdown, as I said, in the SAT reading section, it's 13 minutes per passage. Well, that's just the regular general breakdown. What you might have to do is take that breakdown and adjust it to your abilities. Maybe you need more time. Maybe the first four passages take 15 minutes each. Now, that doesn't leave you a lot of time with the last passage, but if your accuracy is high enough for those first four, that might be a strategy that works for you. Other times, some students might say, if I have 13 minutes per passage, I want to finish it in 12 minutes. That would give me 1 minute to review my questions or fill in my bubble sheet before moving on to the next passage. This is important. The personal timing breakdown for each section. That will help and enable you to manage your time effectively so that you don't feel like you are running out of time. Another part to this whole process is individual passage and or question set breakdown for timing. Now, as I mentioned before, if we are looking at the reading section of the SAT, 13 minutes per passage. Well, how much time then should I give towards the reading portion, and how much time should I give for the questions? But also, you need to practice. If you are trying out different strategies that you either know that you do yourself or that your tutor has suggested, you want to be able to try those out in terms of maybe it is 12 minutes per passage or maybe it is 15 minutes per passage. By trying that out, you can see what works and what doesn't work for you. Another part of this is to see what questions or passages are easiest and hardest for you. And maybe think of what you would do for those easier passages. Would that timing and pacing be different than a harder passage? And then, what about best and worst case scenarios? We talk about how you want 12 minutes per passage, but what if one of the passages takes 14? How do you adjust? It's important to be prepared for any and all changes in the scenario for this test, for any section. If you are going through the math section on the ACT, which is 60 questions in 60 minutes, and you check your clock at question 30 and you're at 40 minutes, you only have 20 minutes now for the remaining 30 questions, which are getting progressively harder. How do you adjust? After this, another strategy and approach that we can use to building up our speed is dealing with question sets or practice problems that are mixed set of difficulty, or as I like to call it, mixed bag of difficulty. If we try out different types of questions in a passage and see, oh, these types don't take me that long, versus this question, which is asking me to provide the evidence for the answer to the previous question, that takes a lot longer. That can help you manage your time better so that you can allot yourself more time for those questions and maybe less time for this word in line 45 most nearly means. If we can do this, then that allows you to manage how much time you can take if you need more time, or if you don't need as much time, to review upon things. Finally, once we start building up in terms of individual passages, practice sets, and the like, as we get into that, the next logical step is to scale. Okay, so I've done five questions. Okay, I've done one passage. What if happens when I do 10 questions, or two passages, or three passages? Practicing your timing for one passage is very different, I tell my students this all the time, than practicing for two or three. It makes sense to scale up the more you are comfortable with it. So if you're fine with 13 minutes for one passage, okay, what about 26 minutes for two passages? Or 39 minutes for three passages? If you're considering the endurance factor of any section of the ACT or SAT, it is definitely challenging to get through the whole test without needing a nap or a snack after the test. So what we want to do, we want to practice that. And this leads me to my final point. Practice, practice, practice. Keep practicing and trying out different strategies and approaches for time management. You might hit the gold mine and find out the right strategy that works first time around. But that might only work for that one specific passage or that one specific question. You have to keep on trying them out. Maybe it takes the third or fourth strategy that you try out to see, does that work? Finally, if you are running out of lists of strategies or trying to build up your speed and you're having an impossible time improving, please contact us at Prepped and Polished. We'd be happy to set you up with a tutor, and the tutor can work with you one-on-one to determine what other strategies have you maybe not considered, or what strategies have you tried out, but maybe you didn't try them out correctly. We're always happy to consult on that and make sure that you have the best strategy set and best pacing, in this case, to build your speed up so that you are finishing the ACT or SAT test with time to maybe take a small nap at the end. Now, more likely to review questions or answer choices that you picked so you can ensure that those questions and answers are correct. This wraps up our show, episode number 233, Pacing Tips, How to Build Your Speed When Taking the ACT or SAT. Be on the lookout for our next podcast, episode number 234. Thanks for joining us on the Prepped and Polished podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.
You've been listening to the Prepped and Polished podcast. For more information, check out preppedandpolished.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.